Hi, friends. Welcome back to Live at the Roxy on this Friday, January 15th. It is our 306th episode of Live at the Roxy during quarantine. Can you believe that we are almost a week out from the 300th episode? That feels like it was yesterday. Also, it feels kind of like it was 500 years ago. So a few things going on the show today. I will admit at top, it's going to be a little bit of a weird show, and I'll talk to you guys about why in a little bit, but there is some stuff that I have to talk to you guys about. And so we are actually today going to start with the Roxy's Advice Corner, and we are going to end with the WandaVision review. The reason for that is that I know a lot of people haven't had the chance to watch WandaVision yet, so I don't want to do any WandaVision spoilers or anything for anybody who still wants to watch Live at the Roxy. So we're not going to talk WandaVision at all until at least the second half of the show. So please make sure you keep the chat clear of all spoilers, all WandaVision talk until we get to that. We're also going to talk later on about Disneyland canceling their annual passes, which is something. I was a longtime annual pass holder, so we will talk about that. And then there is going to be an extremely star-studded inauguration for Biden-Harris on the 20th, including a lot of big, big names. So I'm excited to go over that. But like I said, we are going to start with the Roxy's Advice Corner. Also, I'm going to be taking questions, comments, concerns, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrider and super chats. But the Advice Corner, it's important to start with today because I want to open up a little bit about some behind the scenes stuff that's been going on and talk about, I'm a true believer in that we can all learn from each other. I really believe that we can all learn from each other, and a mistake that one person can make is a mistake that many of us can make. And so I like to, I've been in many leadership positions in my life in which, and I feel blessed to have been there, in which I was taught by some great leaders that the reason you talk about things not just to an individual who made a mistake and to a collective is because smart people know that they don't have to learn only from themselves. They can learn from others. So I know all this is very cryptic. It will all become very clear soon, but I just want to talk a little bit about it and use it as a Roxy's Advice Corner. The word of the day, though, this is something that I think is really important word to remember and to try to remember this, honestly, 95% of the time. This is a word that I always try to come back to, and it's something that grounds me, and it's something that keeps me clear in situations that might be feel a little too big for me. And that word is de-escalate. And it's a word that I want you guys all to become very familiar with. And not trying to be too preachy here or anything, but many situations in life need to be de-escalated. And it's a word that I think a lot of times people will go into situations and they escalate it. And it's not even their situation to begin with. So if you can remember one thing from this stream today, it's not going to be my opinions on WandaVision. And it's not going to be my opinion on the Disneyland annual pass. If you can remember one thing, take away one thing from the show today, I really hope it's that word de-escalate, and that in situations, especially during this trying time for everybody, you guys can remember it's always valuable to be the person that de-escalates a situation. Doesn't throw fire or fuel onto a situation. Everybody could use people in their life who de-escalate situations. So I just want that word to be out there for you guys to be thinking about that and how that applies to your own lives. And I hope that de-escalation is something that becomes clear after this episode. So I will be talking all about that and more. I do see my friend Eric Monroe is in the chat right now, and I want to give a quick shout out to him because today is the 2-year anniversary of his mom passing. And I know from my personal experience that the anniversaries can be really, really tough. The big moments in your life can be really tough. But for me, the hardest day of the year, every single year, is the anniversary of my mom passing, because it's not the anniversary of a birthday when somebody was born, or of Mother's Day when you can remember them being a mom. It's the anniversary of one of the hardest days of your life, if not the hardest. So Eric, I feel for you. I understand your pain. Obviously, everybody's a little different, but I'm glad that you stopped in. I encouraged Eric to come here today because I didn't want him to be alone on this day. And he says, on my way home, I just want to stop in and thank you for your kind words in the comments yesterday. And Eric, absolutely. So if everybody could send Eric some love and some bunnies, that would be very appreciated. And he's been a rock star for a really long time before I had Live at the Roxy, before any of this. So Eric's been an OG supporter, and I'm really grateful to have him. And I'm so sorry for his loss and for any of you guys who have lost anybody. But the anniversaries are really, really tough. So we're sending love and bunnies to you, Eric, and thank you for being here. And we appreciate you. We really do. Okay, going into the Streamlabs before I get to a little bit of an advice corner, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Like I said, it is the 15th of January. So going to our first question on the 15th of January, it's coming from Texas Teacher, who says, hello, Roxy, still clean and sober, and I'm coming to you prostate asking for prostrate. I don't know that word. Asking for clarification. What does prostrate mean? Please know that I'm trying to grow and that once again, I don't mean anything negative by asking this. I'm confused by people's statements when the counter an allegation by saying my truth, Ray Fisher said his truth would get out. Isn't there just the truth? I've never broken up a fight and asked for each side at school to tell me their truth. I just asked for the truth. Same with Johnny and Amber, his truth/her truth. I always thought my truth is my version of the truth or the lie I'm about to tell you. This comes after a student wrote a piece where they quoted two people giving their truth over cancellation. I hope this makes sense. Don't be mad. No bunnies. Texas Teacher is afraid of bunnies. So no bunnies for Texas Teacher. In terms of the truth thing, why would I be mad about this? I think it's a completely fair question. But, you know, there is that old saying that there's three sides to every story. Side A, side B, and somewhere in the middle, the truth. And I think that when people say my truth, what they're talking about is what happened to them and from their perception, how this is landing. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that we didn't realize prior to this year, last year, and a lot of things that we still don't realize. There would be people, you know, for example, somebody who used to say, I don't see color. That used to be a very, very common phrase that people would say when they were trying to describe not being racist. They would say, I don't see color. So that person's truth would be they believe that they are not racist. Now, if they're saying that to somebody who is black, that person's truth might be, if this person doesn't see color, then they don't see me because I am black and I am a different color than them. So I believe this person to have racial biases and injustices that they're not even admitting. So those are two different truths, right? Those are two different sides to the story. So what Ray is saying is that Warner Brothers has come out with what they believe, but what he believes is not fully out there yet. So that would be how there are multiple truths. And I think that that can happen all over the place. That can happen in daily conversations. That can happen in war. A lot of situations are more complicated than there's just one truth. A lot of things can be true simultaneously. You know, somebody, so let's take, for example, the Louis C.K. allegations, right? The truth is he asked these women for permission to jerk off in front of them. And so his truth was that it was consensual. These women did not want Louis C.K. to be jerking off in front of them because they were only saying yes because they felt that there was a power dynamic and that they were nervous and scared what would happen if they said no. So to them, it was not consensual. His truth versus their truth. Now, obviously, once we know both truths, we can decide what we believe to be right. And what we know is that that situation was wrong. But from his point of view, he was asking for consent and receiving consent, which is why a lot of these situations are very, very tricky because there are multiple sides and multiple truths. So while on set, say Joss Whedon could not think twice about saying, about lightening somebody's skin tone, because we've heard that one of the characters' skin tone was lightened. And maybe Joss Whedon believes he's lightening it because the shot looks better, because the juxtaposition of, or like contrast between images, that creates a better picture. But that actor's perspective could be, but I am black and he's trying to make me look less black. So two different truths. And that's the kind of stuff I think Ray is talking about right now, that really we're hearing more one side of the story. So hopefully that makes sense, Texas teacher. I tried to give a few different examples. And that doesn't mean that I'm saying that everybody's truth is right. I'm just saying that people have different perspectives and truths, which actually will play very, very well into some what we're talking about for the advice corner in a little bit. So hold on to that, guys. And thank you, Texas teacher, for the question. Going back into the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Lloyd Nan says, happy Friday, Roxy. Thank you, Lloyd. Happy Friday to you as well. It's going to be a bitchin' Friday. We're going to the club. Everybody partying our faces off, right? Or not. Anonymous in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer says, should I tell the guy I plan to sleep with for the first time that I've never had sex before? I just feel like if I do, he will not sleep with me. I'm 31, parentheses, girl, and just want to try it already. He's someone I know, but not exactly a friend, LOL. Great question, Anonymous. And here's what I'll say to you. Do what makes you feel comfortable. I would not feel comfortable sleeping with a guy if he did not know it was my first time. I would want somebody to know it was my first time because things will make more sense. Like if things are painful or uncomfortable or, you know, just take a little bit to get into, you want somebody to be on the same page as you and for them to be understanding and more ready to handle any kind of situation. But also, I wouldn't want to sleep with anybody who I would have to omit the truth in order to sleep with them. That, again, personally wouldn't make me feel comfortable. So I certainly would tell him. And if he doesn't want to sleep with you because you've never done it before, then his fucking loss. And also you'll find somebody who really does, because he's not the only guy out there. In terms of, though, if you don't want to tell him, it is your prerogative. I just think it will make for a less comfortable experience when you're having sex with somebody and you're intimate in that kind of way. I think that it's challenging if you don't communicate in all areas. And so it is your prerogative, but I don't think it will make for as strong of an experience. What are you guys saying in the chat? Let's see. Manny says, I'd say don't sleep with him either if you don't care for him either. I don't think she's saying that. John Bainbridge says, I say tell him. To be honest, I wouldn't be comfortable taking someone's virginity without knowing it. That's a good point, John. Good point. Redford says, yes, you should tell them. Guys don't care if you're a virgin. Unless they're looking for a virgin. That's true. For some guys, that's like a sexy thing. It seems like Bruce says, yeah, tell him. Moramoth says, I've known guys not wanting to deal with virgins. They're rare, though. I've heard that, too, because they think that somebody might be more clingy. So maybe when you talk to him, you just say, like, hey, I'm just letting you know this, not because it changes our situation at all, but just wanted to let you know. And this is what I'm looking for. Because, like, you know, if you're not looking for anything serious, you can say that. Or if you are, you know, just be honest with your intentions. Legoland says, I think the bigger issue isn't judgment, but the experience. Like, it's better to know so he knows to take it a little slower, et cetera. Exactly. So Daryl says, Jeezy, his body, his choice. People should always be fully aware. If he doesn't want to, Daryl says reverse situation and see how it would feel from his side. I think that you know, it's not like you are not telling him that you have an STD. So, Daryl, I don't think it's totally the same thing. But I do think that it is an important conversation to have. So hopefully that helps. Thank you so much for the question. Going back into the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier. PLD says, much love. Hope you have a great Schmodown award show tonight. Thank you, PLD. Yeah, that's at 4 p.m. tonight. I'm excited about it. I think I'll be popping by. Glenn Caesar in the house says, hello, good afternoon, and a happy Friday, Roxy. Again, thanks for being here slash there for us, RJ Skittles Chunk, and for hanging out with us. Peace, love, bunnies, and hugs to you and the rock stars. Sending positive thoughts and good vibes that things work out for the best, Rox. Thanks, Glenn. As always, I hope that we can all find and feel some joy in each of our days, our weeks, our months, and our years. Don't ever forget when it gets tough, you're not alone. Even if we're by ourselves, the rock stars and world friends communities are here for you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Glenn. You are such a doll. Okay, Glenn also said, remember, everyone, you are kind, you're smart, you're important, you're worthy. So keep on being your terrific selves because we appreciate you as always. Smash cancer, keep up the fight, Smets, and everyone else who's battling. We are with you, but legitimately asking. Oh, no, sorry. The rest of Glenn's was, and once again, Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankinson, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops to kill Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. Justice for all the people who have lost their lives due to excessive force. Hashtag say their names. Absolutely, Glenn. Thank you for always reminding us that. Frank the Tank says, but legitimately asking, when does personal responsibility come into play? Did they say yes to CK? If so, they're grown adults and in theory are able to make their own decisions. You can have a different perspective, but your actions are what matters. So Frank, let's talk about that. If you feel that your entire life, career, and safety are at risk, are you really able to make your own decisions? These women said that they felt fearful for their safety and their lives. You know, that's what people are saying with a lot of the Me Too people, with Harvey Weinstein. So does that mean that they are adults able to make their own decisions? Also, Frank the Tank, I'm guessing, and I could be wrong, that you're a guy. And I don't know if you know what it feels like to be a woman and to typically be smaller than a man and to not know in most rooms if somebody attacks you, if you'll be able to live. So I think that if two people are in a consensual relationship and both of them are equally powerful in terms of their status in life, their finances, their all that stuff, and they're out on a date and and they're in a public place and one person wants to kiss the other and the other says no, then probably that is exactly when you're an adult able to make your own decisions. But that's not really how life works. We're not usually in situations where everything is fair and everything is safe and okay. So that's why it is different. And to experience being actually afraid for your livelihood, you know, are you going to be able to put food on the table if he fires you or if he blacklists you? Or are you going to be able to make it out of the room if you say no? Those are things that we have to think about all the time. So that's what makes it not your decision. And hopefully that makes sense. Thank you for asking the question, though, and I never mind trying to explain those things, Frank, because I think there are a lot of people in your camp who don't really understand consent fully and are coming at it from a perspective in which they've never felt fear because that's not the situations in which they were born into. So hopefully that helps explain a little bit. Morse code Z in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier. Okay, says WandaVision semi-spoiler, so we won't read that now because we are not doing WandaVision spoilers until the end of the show, so I'll come back to that, Morse code Z. Please remind me to do so, but you can submit Streamlabs now for that if you guys want to. Absolutely, and thank you, Morse code Z, for doing so. For the rest of you guys, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier, super chat, let me know questions, comments, concerns as we talk about this advice corner. So I'm going to be 100% candid with you guys right now about what's going on. Just because, and this isn't to out anybody, shame anybody, including myself, This is just because I really believe that we can all learn from things. And I will start by saying this. You guys are my people in a way that is very different than anybody who is not here. So if you guys watch this show, if you watch Live at the Roxy, then you get to know things about my life that not even my family knows, because I do feel humbled and honored to have you guys here. And I open up to you guys in a way that I don't necessarily open up to my friends or family completely. So when I talk about things here, it's funny because it's public, obviously. But that being said, I feel very safe because I have created a community of these incredible people, of these rock stars, who I know have my back and who I can trust. And so I talk about situations here that I do not talk about other places, that I don't talk about on SEN or on Rotten Tomatoes or on Screen Junkies or anywhere else, or again, to my coworkers or my bosses. So hopefully we have a mutual respect for each other in that situation, because in the same way that you guys trust me with details and, you know, like anonymous came through as anonymous, but I can see what their actual name is. I'm not sitting here outing people with things. And so I want you guys to know that I do feel like being here for me and for you guys is a privilege. And I feel lucky to have built this community. And I feel lucky that you guys show up every day. And because of that, I trust you guys with things that I don't trust everybody with, because I feel like you guys see me and understand me. So it's kind of an incredible thing that this is a very public forum in which I feel very intimate and private and close to you guys. And I think you guys feel the same way with me, which is why you talk about things like your virginity or, you know, asking questions about consent and things that you might not necessarily ask to your friends or to your family members. So I just want to put that out there to start, because I love you guys. And so I know everything you do comes from a really good place. And that preface is to what I'm about to say. So there's a group of rock stars who you guys know as like kind of my go-to people, who tried to do something incredibly thoughtful for me yesterday, or have been organizing. I'm sure some of you guys know about this. I'm sure some of you guys don't know about this, but there I have my amazing, amazing team of mods. And really, for the most part, because you guys know from one of my jobs, I'm not able to answer any DMs from people. The only people I really speak to outside of the show or respond to are my mods. And so all information to me gets relayed to me, honestly, through three people. It's through Jake, PLD, and Brandy. That's how I get information from you guys. And they are able to contact me because those are people that I feel like work on the show. You know, they like help me with thumbnails and kicking people out here who aren't supposed to be rock stars or whatever it is. So that's how this works. And so all the time, you guys are organizing the sweetest things for me. Exhibit A, sending me this amazing star. One of the cameras we use for World Girls was, and that we use for our wide shot, was sent to me by rock stars when I was on Collider Live. It was sent to me by a bunch of you guys. Same thing with the microphone and the tripod. Like, I use that all of the time. I use it for my self-tapes. I use it for World Girls. You know, you guys have organized such beautiful, incredible things for me. Edited videos and written songs for me and done clip outs for me. And you guys do such beautiful, incredible, amazing things. Sorry, this is probably making this popping noise. I'm fidgeting because I'm nervous. And so another thing is that a lot of you guys have a lot of access to me, which is such a strange thing because I haven't met many of you. Jake and PLD I've met several times, and Brandy's from Boston, so I feel like I've known her my whole life, but I haven't met a lot of you guys. So a lot of you guys have extreme access to me. And so the plan was, a bunch of rock stars got together to plan to do a fundraiser for me. And so I just want to talk about this a little bit, and because I just want to make sure I've been super clear with you guys so that it doesn't feel like I'm shady or sketchy or lying about anything. The concept of that was because I am getting evicted, which is true. But again, just to clarify, and I want to be abundantly clear about this, I am getting evicted because my landlord has me illegally living somewhere. I'm not getting evicted because I could not pay rent. I'm not getting evicted because I have fucked up credit and I've done something wrong. I'm not getting evicted because I mishandled my housing situation or did something that made them evict me. I'm getting evicted because they fucked up and they did not pass inspection because they had me illegally living here and they got caught. So that is why I'm getting evicted. So in case any of you guys felt like I was getting evicted because I've done something wrong, that's not actually the case. So I just wanted to make that abundantly clear and clarify that to people. When I'm on this show, I've been here every single day. I'm live at the Roxy 7 days a week because of a few different reasons. One of those reasons is because it's my job. There's all different reasons. I could pick a different job, but I love to be here. I'm lucky enough to love what I do. And so when I'm on air, you guys give me super chats and Streamlabs because I'm here talking about, typically not this, giving advice, WandaVision, Disneyland, DC, Ray Fisher, like whatever it is, I'm on here doing a job. And so then you guys are paying me for that job, which is so incredibly generous and thoughtful and amazing, but it's still in exchange for me doing something. So I do want to explain why when I caught wind of the fundraiser, I was so adamantly against it because of a few different things. And then I want to talk about the advice and how this is relevant to everybody. Because I am okay right now. I am an able-bodied person who is in my 20s, not for long, but still am. And at the end of the day, if I need to, I can walk down the street to CVS and I can get a 12th job. I don't have a child. I have a lot of friends, and if I can't find an apartment, then I will couch surf like the rest of the people in America that are having to do that. I'm certainly not a charity, and I hope when you guys are giving me money and supporting me here on this show, it's because you guys are wanting to ask questions or you're grateful for the fact that I'm showing up every single day and not because you feel like guilty or anything along those lines. Because I, and to everybody in the chat who's like, this is about me, it's not about any of you guys, and stop making it about you. This is about me. This is about me and my life. I also want to explain that sometimes in life you try to do something nice for somebody and it's not well thought out. So this is the advice to everybody. The people who were planning this reached out to my closest friends, my coworkers, and my boss, who all now think that I am in dire straits. And that's unfortunate because that's not a position you want to be in life. Because number one, to be perfectly honest, I feel really embarrassed. I haven't felt shame like that in a really long time. It's not something that I am used to feeling. I want you guys to imagine somebody without your permission calling the 20 closest people in your life and letting them know that you are struggling financially. Imagine that. And asking them for their help without your permission. It was really, really, truly humiliating. And that's not something that I'm going to get over very quickly. I'm very embarrassed. But on top of that, somebody calling your boss and letting your boss know that, which puts you in a bad position. Doesn't put you in a good negotiating position. It doesn't put you in a good life position. And also, right now, you know, at a time where I'm up for a movie role and I am trying to put out this facade, you know, like I drive a convertible, which probably cost me too much money, but like part of Hollywood is like faking it till you make it. And I always try to get a nice iPhone because people don't want to hire desperate people. And so I'm trying to put out this image that I am okay. And frankly, I am okay. So I just wanted to explain to everybody who was involved why that would be so not okay with me. I am not expecting anybody's charity. I hope that you guys are here because you find me entertaining and that you think that I have something worth supporting. But it's, you know, it's not a donation. It's support for me doing something. I'm not just asking you guys to cash at me because I exist. I'm here every single day and I'm working my ass off. And I hope that you guys, if you want to show me extra support because of that, then you can always do so in my Streamlabs and my Super Chat. And some of you guys do. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, but support me because I work my fucking balls off. Don't donate to me because you think I need help finding an apartment, because a lot of people need that. And just to be clear, again, the biggest struggle with this apartment situation, in case I have misspoken and I just want to be clear, is that we are in a pandemic and I'm doing what thousands and hundreds of thousands of people are doing right now, which is struggling, as are a lot of you guys. So every single dollar you guys give me here, I'm so fucking grateful for, because it's my job and you guys think I'm good at what I do. And that makes me feel incredible. And you guys feel this connection to me like I do to you. And so I'm so, so grateful that we have that, which is very different than doing a charity stream or a fundraiser. And at the same time, there might come a day, and I hope not, where I need that, where I'm in a position like Kevin Smets's, where I'm diagnosed with cancer and I have a child and I need to find a way to support that child. But I'm not in that situation. And I'm telling you guys, I'm okay. So that's not to say don't support me here for what I'm doing, because this is my job. And without your guys' support, I'm fucked. But this is me to say that I hope I don't ever come into that situation. But if I'm ever going to do some kind of a fundraiser, it's because either I've gotten myself into a situation or I've been put in a situation in which I can't get out of without your guys' help. And I know you guys would be there for me then. And I know you guys would help me then. Or I want to make one of my movies. And then I'm telling you guys, please help me make this movie. This is my dream. Can you guys help this Kickstarter and fund this and finance this movie for me? So I hope all that makes sense. And on top of that, comes back to the word de-escalation. I know this is all like deep cuts right now, and then I swear we'll get to the nerd stuff. But when there are situations going on, we need to remind ourselves to de-escalate. So this has been happening a lot recently with a bunch of you guys, where I have reason to be upset, distraught, concerned. And not just you guys, but people in my life, there are people who escalate and people who de-escalate. So if somebody's online talking a ton of shit about me, just say that for example, and I'm already trying to deal with that, you want to de-escalate that. So you guys want to say to me things like, and this is just an example, but this works in all areas of life, things like, you've got this, no worries. We love you and and know that we're here for you. What you don't want to do is add fuel to that fire and make my life harder. And again, this isn't about me now. This is about just de-escalating things. So if I'm struggling with right now my apartment, de-escalating the situation is coming here, supporting me every day, financially supporting me for the show that I do, and asking questions and talking and hanging out. Escalating the situation is telling everybody in my sphere that I need help, tapping all of my people for that help, and telling my boss that I'm struggling. Do you see what I'm saying? So in your own lives, think about the situations in which there are people you're trying to help, and always figure out what is the best way to de-escalate the situation. How do I make this, instead of a bigger deal, how do I make this a less big deal? And I don't mean not to validate people's feelings, because, you know, if somebody's devastated, but like say one of your friends is going through a breakup. Escalating the situation is, fuck him, I'm gonna go fucking key his car, this piece of fucking shit. And that's not helpful to your friend. De-escalating the situation is, we're gonna eat ice cream, we're gonna chill, we're gonna get stoned, and we're gonna watch a movie. And we're gonna live through this together. And eventually, you're gonna find the right person for you, and I'm gonna be right by your side when you do it. De-escalating the situation. So if everybody can take away one word from this, de-escalate. I also want everybody who's involved, I was getting so many messages last night. I want everybody to know I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not annoyed at anybody. I'm all about growth and changing. So to the people in the chat who are like, this is me and I did this and whatever, it's all fine. And I'm going to handle all of it. And I've already reached out to a lot of the people that were tapped and tried to explain the situation. And so it's all fine. It's okay. But, you know, like even last night, as I'm trying to deal with my own emotions and embarrassment about things, I'm getting message after message after message. It's not de-escalating the situation. Let people breathe. Let things de-escalate, right? So hopefully everybody here is on the same page as me and everybody can learn from each other. This is not to out anybody. I love each and every one of you. I am so fucking grateful to the rock stars. And again, like I could not do this without you guys. Special shout out to Jake Iacovetta, who I know always has my best interest at heart and does everything for the show. I can't shout him out enough on this show. So I can't explain how much I'm not mad at anybody. I just am going over, and he didn't even do anything, but I'm just going over with you guys that is de-escalation. We've talked about that for a very long time, and I know I haven't gotten to any of the news of the day, but hopefully that helps you guys in your own lives in some ways when you're thinking about situations and trying to figure out how to be helpful. What is helpful is de-escalating situations. All right. While I talked about that, no Streamlabs came in, which I understand. Again, I hope that this doesn't change your guys' support for me, because I just hope that it doesn't. So streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier and the super chat. And thank you to everybody who is in the chat right now. Jesse Ray Whipple, Brittany Parker, Andrew Thomas, King Sport Cow, Ryan Payne, Zombie Batman 420, Thomas Bartholdi, Demo Katabe, Matt Munoz, Ryan Christensen, Ruma the Everling, Joseph Ashley, Avi Witzman, John Bainbridge, Rob K, Silu Bonino, Matt Link, Stormy Woods, Andrew Thomas, Marvel Maniac, and MCU After Show, un-MCU After Show, DK, John G, G Smith, John Eugene, Stormy Woods, Garth McMurray, Lauren, Right Now and Later, Ben Jones, all of the incredible people, Kenu Put, Zeno Hour, Spidey Sensei, Garrett Lee, all the people. You guys are amazing. Adu 1991, Gavin, Okay. So hopefully we're all ready to move forward together as the family that we are, the rock stars that we are. I feel for you guys the way that I think you feel for me. So I just want everybody to be able to move forward. I wanted to address that head on because you guys know that's how I like to address things. And I wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate how much effort and energy you guys put into my life. And yeah, you guys are awesome. So let's move forward. I do have a couple of Streamlabs that just came in, and then we will talk about all the nerdy news. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStrider. Let's see what's happening in here. Glenn Caesar says, on the topic of WandaVision. Okay, so I'll go to that in a little bit. I'll read his there because we are going to be getting to WandaVision stuff. Before we do, briefly, I want to talk about a couple other topics. Number one, that Disneyland is canceling their annual passes. That is such a bummer. So for anybody who doesn't know, Disneyland offers these levels of annual passes, and a lot of people in California go to Disneyland every week, every month, every day. There are crazy, crazy fanatics. And I am somebody who, I haven't had one in a couple of years, but I had a Disney annual pass for years because the pass cost about $300, $350 that I had. And the tickets cost $180. So if you went three times or more in a year, your pass was worth it. And I would go like 15 times in a year. Sometimes I would go just at night for a couple of rides. Like, to me, when I am my most down and out, going to Disney always, always made me feel better. I love it. It's really the happiest place on earth. And because of what's happened with COVID, they have said that they are not doing this anymore because they were in too tough of a position and that this would not be able to be offered anymore. Now they're going to be offering, they said that at some point something will come replace these annual passes. And it will be something more along the lines of what they offer for their like very, very expensive annual passes. That's going to suck. So that is what it is. And there's not much to talk about other than for those of you guys who are big Disneyland fans, I guess we're just going to have to go less often or we're going to have to pay more money. And probably paying more money isn't an option for a lot of us. So we're probably going to have to go less often. But I'm very blessed to live in California and be able to even drive to Disneyland. So we'll see what the annual pass options are. And yeah, Stormy Wood says, Ben Goddard was pissed at the annual pass thing. I've never been able to afford Disney and I don't live in California or Florida. Yeah, so Stormy, this doesn't affect you at all. I understand Goddard being pissed. I think he went all the time. Pass. Matt Link says that crazy annual holders are referred to as pass holes. That's funny. I've never heard that. Yeah, for those of you who've never been to Disneyland, it really is an incredible place. So I know how lucky I am to have gone there as many times as I have. As a family, when we were young, I probably went like every few years, even from back home, because we would go to Disney World and Disneyland. Go to Disneyland when we were visiting Grammy and Papo, and then every other year we would go to Miami, and then we would make a day trip or overnight to Orlando. So Disney was a huge part of my family growing up. You know, we never went out of the country. You know, we never did any like big trips that like took us on, you know, we didn't do cruises or whatever, but we did go to Disney. It was like our thing all the time. And that is so lucky. And, you know, that was like incredible that my parents were able to do that for us. So I have a lot, when I was home watching videos with my mom, there's so many home videos of us at Disney and it was great. It was great to see. So that's a bummer that the passes are going away, but we'll see what they end up replacing them with. Also, quickly before I get to WandaVision, I do want to talk about the star-studded inauguration that's happening in Biden and Harris. There really is no separation between celebrity and politics anymore. It just simply does not exist. So Tom Hanks is going to host the star-studded Celebrating America special, which will culminate in the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, and John Bon Jovi are among the stars to perform. I mean, Bon Jovi, J-Lo, Lady Gaga. What are we talking about? This is crazy. This is like, I know that we're in quarantine. This is going to be awesome to watch, but it is wild. Lady Gaga is going to sing the national anthem. I don't know what exactly everybody else looks like, but it is I've got so many feelings on the fact that, like, introducing the next president and vice president of the United States are Tom Hanks, Gaga, J-Lo, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, and Bon Jovi. It's so wild. Bizarro mix. But I'm not mad at it. It's just a lot. What do you guys think about this? Let me know. Tell me in the Streamlabs and the Super Chat, how are you feeling? And yeah, would love to hear from you guys. So let me know. Glenn Caesar says, I think that Roxy thinks it's funny because of the combination of her height and weight. What do I think is funny? Let's see. Legoland says, this isn't helping my weight joke concern. Brittany's probably right and I'm overthinking it, but I'm a softy man. I can't do it. Wait, Legoland, what are you guys talking about right now? What are you guys talking about? Did I say something about weight? What did I say? What the fuck did I say about weight? Sometimes I do this show. I mean, I do this show so many days in a row that I don't even remember what I said. If I said something about weight, I'm super sorry. Oh, my nickname of Chunk. The Chunk nickname. Wait, but what's... It comes from Goonies. And like Chunk, like in like chunks of like puke and stuff. It's like when you think of Chunk, you just think of this like... It has nothing to do with... I don't know. I'm also somebody who in the last several years has lost 30 pounds. I've been all different sizes. Not all different sizes, but I've been definitely heavier than this. I've been smaller than this. If you feel like my nickname of Chunk is an attack on your weight. Also, I've seen pictures of you, Lego, and you are so gorgeous. I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable, but you are like truly, truly strikingly stunning. So... I don't think you have anything to worry about. Legoland says they call him Chunk to make fun of his weight from Chunky. It's just not how I'm using it. I just Chunk to me, like when I think of chunks, I think of like chunks of vomit and like chunky monkey and like fully loaded things. Just like when you think Chunk, you think about like somebody upchucking or like, I don't know. I also think that like I am small. So when you think of Chunk, you don't think of this like little fucking person walking in. You think of like a big dude. And I'm just like a small little creature. I'm like a gremlin. Well, actually, I was told the other day, I'm not like a gremlin. I'm like the other thing. But I was called gremlin growing up because like a little gremlin child. Anyway, I'm sorry if that upsets you. And if Legoland, if it really does upset you, then I can stop telling people to call me Chunk. I just thought it was kind of funny. It's like the nickname Tiny for a really tall person. Yeah, kind of, Matt. Like, I'm just like, I don't think we knew. Yeah. Legoland says, no. My sister is overweight. In our whole childhood, she got made fun of and come home crying, so it just stresses me out. I'm overthinking it. Sorry. Don't be sorry. Everybody has their own triggers. Just know that I just don't, I truly, truly don't care about anybody's, I don't know how to express it enough that you guys can be any size. I don't give a fuck. You can be tall, you can be short, you can be chubby, you can be skinny. As long as you guys are staying healthy, I really don't care. You can be, you can have any pronouns. You can be any color, and I still see color. I just don't, everybody's welcome here. So when I call myself Chunk, it's kind of ironically, and I don't even think about it like that. But again, if it's upsetting to people, it's just like kind of a funny nickname that I came up with. I mean, my other one's Skittles, like that's kind of candy. I guess that's maybe more safe. All right, moving forward. Let's go back into the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier, and talk about WandaVision. Now is the time where I am going to be, after these Streamlabs, I'm going to be doing some WandaVision stuff, so you might want to get out of here after this. But first, G. Smith says, sorry, I listen on my iPhone. The stream stops when I donate, and I was riveted by the combo. Thank you so much for the support. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you were riveted by the convo. I hope it helps people. I feel like we can always learn from each other. I know that to be true. And we don't have to make our own mistakes to be able to learn. So I know that you guys are capable of hearing from each other. And so I hope that it helps. Hitman Hudson in the Streamlab says, great life advice about de-escalation. Thank you. Did you hear about the Jackie McMullen controversy? No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Lastly, and this is a joke, please don't say the word virgin. We prefer the term sexually self-sufficient. That's fucking funny. Sexually self-sufficient. Hey, these days I am certainly sexually self-sufficient adjacent. So I'm close enough to you guys. Listen, it is what it is. What happened with Jackie McMullen? I don't know what you're talking about. Let me know if you guys know. Yeah. No, Joseph Ashley, I'm not going to be giving spoilers to 3 because I know nobody's seen it. So this is just episodes 1 and 2, and I'm going to get into those right now. So I'm going to give everybody a few seconds to get out of here who hasn't seen WandaVision. If you haven't, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you guys. But we are now going to be talking about WandaVision season 1, episode 1 and 2, which aired last night. / this morning, depending on where you are. So you want to stick around if you are ready for spoilers from the chat and from me on WandaVision episode 1 and 2. Let's start with what you guys are talking about. Actually, let's start with what I'm talking about. WandaVision season 1 episode 1 and 2. I am so obsessed with this show. It's insane. I preferred episode 2 to 1, but they were truly both awesome. I didn't know if this old time sitcom thing would work, but it does. And it works really well. When they hit us with that 1950s episode 1, I'm sitting there and just thinking like, wow, this is crazy because we are Wanda and Vision. They don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. They can't remember what this date is. We don't know what this date is. And I like when the device is used that the characters are you and you are the characters. I think that that's really clever to throw us into something while they're getting thrown into something. So when they're frustrated, we're frustrated. When they think something's funny, we think something's funny. When they think something's strange, we think something's strange, et cetera, et cetera. I love all of the little nods to the MCU, because while this is a sitcom, it is also an MCU show, which is also a mystery. And I grew up, you guys know, above all else, I am a television fan. I grew up watching every single show I could get my hands on. I loved things like I Love Lucy, I Dream of Jeannie, Mary Tyler Moore, Bewitched, The Brady Bunch. I'm just thinking of some of the classics that these episodes end up borrowing from. I love classic sitcoms. Dick Van Dyke, absolutely Ben Jones. So to me, this was so exciting because I didn't know that I would ever see a classic sitcom again. And this really is that. But then on top of it being a classic sitcom, it's a superhero show. It's a Marvel show. So that is mind-blowing. And then it's a mystery. Yes, bring it on. The episode 1 with the boss and the boss coming over for dinner, I thought it was really, really cool to watch how this entire dinner unfolded. I love the jokes and the beats about the Paul Bettany breaking into song and all of the dishes and sauces flying, and Agnes coming over and trying to help with the preparation of the dinner and walking around the table to get her out of the house. I loved all of those things. And then I really loved when we didn't know what the F the choking situation was. Why is this happening? Why is that 70 show woman over and over again repeating, stop it, stop it, stop it. Is this a figment of somebody's imagination? Is this, are people in on something? Is he actually choking? And then when Wanda turns to Vision and says, help him, does Wanda have an extra power over Vision? Does he have to do what she says? Because is this all in her mind, or are her and Vision on the same playing field right now? That was really, truly an incredibly performed scene. And also just, you didn't know what was going to happen. It was scary. It was confusing. It was creepy. And it was brilliantly done. So that was an excellent, excellent episode. But I still had no idea what the show was. Then we get to episode 2. And we see that what we're doing is moving forward through the decades. So now we've jumped, I think, more into the 70s. The 60s. This was more like I Dream of Jeannie-esque. And this episode was even more fun. I loved everything that went down with the talent show. The fact that Wanda is my favorite character, and I've told you guys about this a bajillion times before, and she's been my favorite character without me knowing much about her. And now we're starting to see where her heart is, how she protects Vision, the relationship between her and Vision, Vision kind of unwinding and showing all of their secrets, and Wanda covering for him every single time. That was beautiful. And I didn't know how they were going to get away with it, but they do. And so that was really cool. And then there's all of the For the Children stuff. So that little gathering of the women beforehand for the children, and the talent show for the children. And then realizing at the end of this episode that Wanda is pregnant, and there's a lot of things that they're drawing on the comics for this, but you know, this is an interesting choice, because I won't talk about episode 3 at all, but when we end in episode 2, where we end in episode 2, I finally was like, okay, I was in on episode 1, but at the end of episode 2, I was like, give me the next episode. The third episode is my favorite of the 3, so I'm so excited for you guys to be able to watch that. But man, oh man, the ending of episode 2 was like, what the F is happening here? For the children. So crazy. I think that Elizabeth Olsen is a ridiculously talented performer. And I think that Bettany is such a perfect support to her. Their timing together is great. Their chemistry is perfect. And without that, this show does not work. What's going on with the bees? I do not know. I truly do not know. Sup with the bees. Sup with the bees. No idea. I also like the nods to MCU stuff where we get that. I'm just making sure this happened in episode 2, so I don't want to say that. But there's, you know, some imagery. And also I like when things become color, like the slash on the hand and the red blood and what's happening on the radio. Who's doing this to you, Wanda? Who's doing this to you, Wanda? And that is the big question right now. Is somebody doing this to Wanda? Is this being done to Wanda and Vision? Is this Wanda's doing? What is happening here? The Stark toaster, says Anthony Crotty. Yes, the commercials with the Hydra logo and the watch commercial. Yes, John Bainbridge, of course, noticed that. It was very interesting, the red light on the toaster. There was a lot of references that made this deep cut Marvel stuff while also being the sitcom. Pretty incredible. I want to get to some of these comments in the streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier. Okay, let's see what's going on in here. So Glenn Caesar says, on the topic of WandaVision, I don't know how I feel about only having seen the first two episodes. I feel like they kind of left us /me hanging a bit with respect to that whole leave them wanting more thing. But in this case, not necessarily in a good way. I feel you on that, Glenn. I didn't feel that way, but I do think after episode 3, you won't. He said, I feel like maybe they could have included whatever is in episode 3, which seemingly from what you and others have said in your non-spoiler review of the show is what it's supposed to be, to really hook the fans into the show on the span of episodes 1 and 2. I agree. I think that they should have given you guys 3 episodes. I don't know why they didn't, but just stay tuned, I guess. Morse code Z says, WandaVision semi-spoiler, seeing the Dick Van Dyke Show home recreated so closely was fun for me, but what really held my attention was how funny and uncomfortable so many moments were. Yeah, I love that. You guys know I talk about this all the time on the show. I love cringe television. And so this was really cool for me to be able to watch all the genres I love. Sitcom, cringe, very, very interesting. Great choices. Mark Jason Ali in the Streamlabs says, "Hi, Roxy. I loved WandaVision. Looking forward to the rest of the series. I didn't know about the fundraiser, but I'm certain it was done out of love." You and me both, Mark. I know that for sure. "Hope you're doing well. The inauguration is going to be wild. The cute creature in Gremlins are Mogwai." Yeah, but I'm a gremlin. Bruce Banner says, "Two WandaVision questions. Number one, not sure, but was that Darcy's arm, and did it say sentient weapon or sentient world on the screen at the end of episode one? And two, if so, do you think that Fury started S.W.O.R.D. at the end of Winter Soldier because of Wanda?" Bruce, thank you so much for your support. I don't know the answer to the first question. Do you guys know what it said? And for the second part, do you think Fury started S.W.O.R.D. at the end of Winter Soldier because of Wanda? I don't know, because S.W.O.R.D. typically has to do with space. And so why S.W.O.R.D. would be started because of Wanda, I'm unclear about. That's the weird thing about this, and it's a big hole. You know, there's some things in episode three that happened that now I have some theories. But as far as until then, I'm not sure. Matthew Gold said, "My friends are speculating it's an illusion by Mephisto." Joseph Ashley says, "Hoping for I Dream of Jeannie." I'm always hoping for I Dream of Jeannie. Alex Cutler says, "Anybody think Ultron will come around? He is usually involved with Vision and Wanda." Wow, that would be wild. Toy helicopter. Okay, so that was this episode, Joseph Ashley. The toy helicopter. Like, I loved that. The reference to Stark with the red and gold. That was really cool. Little things like that make this so, so much better. And they're clearly paying attention to all the details. And they might be alienating some fans, but they're definitely bringing in more. Not more than they're alienating necessarily, but different ones. I love your content. You're the best. Life Wells. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. Blowing kisses. S.W.O.R.D. has vast involvement on Earth and beyond. Things are super twisty, says Robert Turner. Yeah. Any other thoughts on this? Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Get in your thoughts as we are getting out of here. We have been live for over an hour. It was quite the show today. So yeah, get in any other comments on episode one and two, spoiler review of the show. In general, I'll say please stick around for the third episode. I definitely think it's worth your time. It was so, so good. Glenn Caesar in here says, "All that being said, I'm all in for WandaVision. I liked both episodes. Just to be clear, I'm all about the mysticism and magic stuff in TV/movies, whether it's Marvel, DC, Star Wars, etc. So WandaVision, Doctor Strange, etc. is fuck yeah news for me. Also, there was a reference to the devil in episode two, as in the devil is in the details. Could that be a reference to Mephisto? Even though I know that he is not the devil in Marvel per se, I think that it'd be very interesting for sure to see for sure." Well, you're not the only one. People in the comments were thinking that as well. I really don't know. I really, truly don't know. Bruce Banner says, "Her weapon, her being a sentient weapon is what I mean?" Question mark. I don't know. I'm going to say that a lot, but this show has a lot of questions and mysteries, and I don't know. The S.W.O.R.D. acronym constantly changing makes you wonder. Interesting, says that's from Robert Turner. Yeah. All the color was red except the yellow on the helicopter, and Vision got messed up by big red gum. I love the use of color in storytelling, Legoland. I love it too. I really do. So anyway, let me know in the comments after the fact. We are getting out of here. So I love you guys lots. Thank you for sticking with me through the show today. Thank you for sticking with me always. Please feel free. I would love if you would continue to support me. Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer and in the super chat. Bruce Banner saying, "Just saying, you know." I do. I feel you. I don't know. I know a little more than you guys because of episode three, and I can't wait till you guys say it. Wait, King Sporkhouse says I had a super chat. You did? I was just going to say, we just got our first super chat of the show. I didn't get it. Let me see. Or if I did, it went away. Was it during my novel? Tell me what it said, Kingsport Cal, and I'll read it because it's not showing up at all. I'm so sorry for that. I try to never, ever miss it. But, yeah. Speaking of which, we do have another Streamlabs. Garth Harkness McMurray says, I think Wanda and Vision are prisoners of AIM, Advanced Idea Mechanics, from the comics, a group of evil scientists who created MODOK. They are known for their yellow beekeeper-looking outfits. The beekeeper could point to them. They'd experiment on Vision. Interesting. Yeah, I have more theory after the third episode of what exactly whoever is after is after, but I'll talk to you guys when we get to that point. Again, I'm just trying to see. I don't see what you said in here, Kingsport Gal. Let me know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep track. Kingsport Gal, what you got? What you got, Kingsport Cow? What you got? How high can her voice get? The world will never know. Been back into Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Moody says, I didn't expect them to commit so hard to the sitcom format. So impressed. The magic show scene was genuinely hilarious. Yeah, that's the cool thing about them doing the sitcom is that they actually make me laugh. Like, it's actually funny. Otherwise, it wouldn't work, but it's really good. Very well written. Kingsport Cow says, how do you not know about Dollywood? I don't know. I can't believe I missed that. I love her. Where the fuck have I been? You guys didn't tell me. That's on you. All right. So as we're getting out of here, I'm just going to remind you guys to put down your toilet seats and the lids, to make your beds, to call people and reach out to people who might not be doing well right now, which could be anybody, to de-escalate situations when you can. To give yourself a little break during this time. It's certainly not worth your tears. Anything that's gone, you guys are, going through. Some things are, but, you know, if you make a mistake, chalk it up to this time. And you guys know we can all learn from each other's mistakes. Happens in the world all of the time. Thank you guys again. WandaVision for life. De-escalate always. And I will see you guys at the award show tonight and tomorrow live at the Roxy.